Members of the European Parliament from the Greens European Free Alliance group visited Albania on Monday to assess the situation surrounding protests that have continued for nearly a month over a coastal development project linked to Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of U.S. President Donald Trump. Taniki Sturk, a member of the European Parliament from the Greens European Free Alliance, urged the government to listen to the peaceful demonstrators.
Protests have already created a lot of awareness, also outside Albania, in Europe, and they need and deserve our full support from the international community and the European Union. So not to give up, we have to be there to back them, and I would say to the government, now finally go and listen to those people on the street that are so peacefully demonstrating for simply, you know, protecting protected areas, protecting nature, but also stop this corruption, money laundering that goes along with all these huge real estate projects, and finally invest in the society, invest in the healthcare, invest in education.
The proposed luxury development on Albania's coast has drawn opposition from environmental groups and civic activists, with a daily demonstration that organizers have dubbed the Flamingo Revolution. Judah Paulus, a member of the European Parliament from Germany's Greens Party, said the dispute goes beyond environmental concerns.
So I think maybe it started with the wonderful nature here being destroyed, but at the core of it is more than just environment and nature. At the core of it is fair participation and chances for people.
The protests, which initially focused on halting the project, have broadened into political demonstrations calling for Prime Minister Edi Rama's resignation and early elections. The government says the development would transform Albania's tourism sector by attracting high-end visitors while supporting the country's bid to join the European Union. Rama has rejected to halt the project, saying he will not step back from the development in defending his government's environmental record. For KPFA News, I'm Lily Owen, YouthWorks intern.